You holding up Chof Ches, we're holding. This one, the Chom Maimrim. The Chom Maimrim, Mefarev, Vizor, and the Ruach. As the Chom and the Mishnah say that when it comes to the mitzvahs, beer Chom, that you don't have to burn it. Now, if you want to, you could just destroy it by throwing it to the wind, or else throwing it into the Yam. Iboilihu, Hechi Koma, what does the Mishnah mean to say? The Mishnah says really, Mefarev, Vizor, and the Ruach. When you have your chometz and you want to throw it into the air, you have to first be mefarer. You have to first crumble it up into crumbs and then throw it into the air. Umefarer umato liyam. So the Mishnah just says umato liyam. It doesn't really say you have to be umefarer. So our shaila is you have to crumble it up even when you want to throw it into the yam. Is that the shaila in the Mishnah? That mefarer crumbling goes on both. First crumble the chometz, then either throw it leruach or else throw it liyam into the ocean or into a river. Oidilma, maybe no. Mefarer v'zor l'ruach. Only when you want to take your chometz and throw it into the air, there we're afraid when it lands, somebody may find it and they'll come to eat it, if it's a whole piece of chometz. Therefore, we tell you, but after you have to first crumble it, that if somebody won't find it, they won't eat it, it'll be too small, it'll get dirty on the ground. Avomato liyam, but when you throw it into the ocean, there be a, maybe even the way it is, the piece the way it is, you can throw it into the yam. Because there we're not afraid somebody will find it. That's our shaila. What does the Mishnah mean by umato liyam? Does it mean first you have to crumble it? Or no, maybe to the yam, just throw it the way it is. That's also be mekayim the mitzvahs, be chametz, according to the Rabbanan. The same type of din we have by avoyde zora. Kabi avoyde zora ki hai gavne. The same type of a Mishnah it says there by avoyde zora. The what Rabbi Yossi says, Shoichek v'zor l'ruach. If you have an avoyde zora made out of metal, so by metal, there the lashon is always shoichek. You have to grind it up first. Then the ground up pieces of this metal avoyde zora, the din is v'zor l'ruach. You have to also destroy it. You don't have to burn it. You could just destroy it by throwing it into the air. Oy mato liyam. The Mishnah says also there, else throw it into the yam. The boilihu, we have a shaila over there also. What did Rabbi Yosef mean to say? Hechi koma, shoychek v'zor l'ruach, v'shoychek umato liyam. By both cases, before you throw it away, you first have to grind it up. Grind up this metal. And then either throw it l'ruach, or else throw it to the yam. Or else, oy duma maybe no. Shoychek v'zor l'ruach, that's for sure. We can't just throw the piece of metal into the wind, because again, we're afraid someone will pick it up, and will use this avoyde zora, that's also banor. So stamp to throw it into the wind, for sure you have to grind it up first. What about avomato liyam, b'yena, but maybe when you throw it into the yam, maybe that's enough the way it is. Because in the yam, nobody's going to find it, we're not afraid. So middle of the dinner, it's also banor, you have to like destroy it from the use of people. If you threw it into the yam, that's considered was destroyed from the use of people. So what's the halacha? So it's a machlokes. Omar Rabba, Rabba says like this. Mistabra, the Svarit, I'll tell you, avoid the zora de liyam hamelech kozlom. The din of avoid the zora, you have to throw it dafka to the yam hamelech. It's a special yam. In the yam hamelech, nobody goes there. You don't have svinas, you don't have ships going there. So it's not so shchiach, anybody's going to find this avoid the zora. Therefore, loiboy shchika. Therefore, you do not have to grind it up first. Because since a metal piece of avoid the zora, to the yam, by says he knows that by avoid the zora, you could only throw to the yam hamelech, no other yam, and in the yam hamelech, it's not shchiach for people to go there. So therefore, pshit, you don't have to grind it up first. It's considered it was destroyed. Like Rashi says, yam hamelech, Rashi, ain't svinoi veres boy. No ships go over the yam hamelech. So there's not going to be, there's no people around. Therefore, we're not afraid anybody will find it. So that's called destroyed from the world. Just throw even the whole piece into the yam hamelech. Mashenkein chometz. That's what our Mishnah says, according to Chachomim, that you can mekayim beer chometz just by throwing the chometz into the yam. There's no din that has to go into the yam hamelech. The leshar nahoras kozel. You can throw it into any river you want. By vazoi, in a normal river, we're afraid that there are svinas, ships are going through the river, and we're afraid somebody will see a piece of bread floating along on the water and they'll pick it up. So melo there is mistavre boyi piru. Therefore, by chometz, when our Mishnah says, umato liyam, itaka means first crumble up the bread and then throw it into the yam. But you're not allowed to throw a whole piece into the yam because by regular river or an ocean, we're afraid there'll be ships there that will find it. The Rashi says, boi piru, val shema tifka boi svina. maybe a ship will meet up with it, v'titlenu, and somebody will pick it up, this piece of bread. V'lavadatayu, in the middle of Pesach, they'll forget, they won't realize it's chametz, and maybe they'll come to eat it. So therefore, astachokka, from chametz, you have to first first crumble it up. Then nobody will find it. That's what Rabbi says. Omolei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said just the opposite. Omolei Rav Yosef ad Rabbi, just the opposite. Ipcha mistarver, just the opposite of the svara. What avoid the zoro to lay memisa? Avoid the zoro. Talking about a metal piece of avoid the zoro. Like Rashi before said, whatever it says loshin shrika, shrika. That's the way you grind of a metal. So we're talking about a metal avoid the zoro. So if you throw a piece of metal into the yam, it's not me. It's nothing happens to it. It doesn't get destroyed. The Rashi ain't hamayim memasois oisoid. The water doesn't ruin it. Doesn't make it disgusting. So therefore, if somebody finds it, they were afraid he will use it. The metal, the svar is boy shrika. Savada, by avoid the zara, before you throw away this piece of metal into the yam, you have to first grind it up. Mashenkein chametz. Chametz that you throw away in any river diminis. Water, it dissolves the chametz. The chametz gets mias that lay boy piru. We're not afraid someone will come and find it and eat it. Because once water soaks in the ocean, havada, will be mias, will be dissolved. And therefore, you do not have to crumble it up. That's what Rav Yosef says. So Chita Samachlaikis Rabbi Yosef and Rabba. What should be the locha? So the Gemara Tanya Kavosi the Rabba. I'll bring you a Raya with earth like Rabba. And Tanya Kavosi the Rabbi Yosef. I have a Raya to Rabbi Yosef also. Tanya Kavosi the Rabba. What's the Raya to Rabba? Again, that Rabba said the first four was that Avoid the Zorah does not need Shchiko because you throw it Liyam HaMelech. And Chometz does need Piru. What's the Raya to Rabba? Hoyimahalach by Midba. Somebody was going in the Midba in the deserts. If you have your chametz, you want to get rid of the chametz, Erev Pesach, so the Eitzer is crumble it up and throw it the Ruach. What about Toyim Halach Besrina? Somebody was going in the Srina in an ocean, in a ship. It says clearly, Mefarer goes on a loshen of chametz, because by Avodah Zarah the loshen was Shchika. So Mefarer means crumble up the bread, so clearly the Brisa says clearly, even by chametz, if you want to throw it into the yam, you first have to be mefarer, have to crumble it up. So that's the raya to Rabba. The Rabba said, since chametz you throw in any river, and in any river we're afraid there'll be a boat there that they will find the chametz, therefore you have to first crumble up the chametz and then throw it into the ocean, or the river. Tanya kavosid Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Yosef, I have another braisa that says like Rabbi Yosef's halacha. The watoyim halach by midbar. Somebody was walking in the midbar, the desert. Here it says, Shoychek v'zor l'ruach. Again, the lesson Shoychek always means by grinding up metal. So what are we talking about? Avoy de Zora. You had an Avoy de Zora made of metal. It's also by Nor. You have to grind it up v'zor l'ruach. Then the ground up pieces, you can throw into the wind. What about Hoyim Halach Pesrina? Somebody was going on the ship in the ocean, the river. The loch, same thing. Shoychek, you should grind up first the Avoy de Zora. Umato l'yam. And he throws it to the yam. So this is a raya like Rabbi Yosef. That even by Avodah Zarah, you also have to grind it up. And Rabbi Yosef's svara was that since it's a piece of metal, doesn't get mimis, doesn't get like ruined in the water, so if somebody finds it, he's going to use it. So it's a riot to Rabbi Yosef, but I call upon him, the two brises are soisil adodi. Like how is Rabbi going to learn the other brisa, and how is Rabbi Yosef going to learn the other brisa? The two brises are still steerous. So more answer like this. Shrikah says, Chura Shrika kashil Rabbi. From the Brice of Shrika that says even by Avoid Zoro, you also have to grind it up. Look here at the Kashan Rabba. And Pirur, the fact that the one Brice says even by Chometz, you have to grind it up, even the notion, is Kash to Rabbi Yosef. That's also a theory to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says that Chometz gets ruined in ocean, you don't have to grind it up. So more of the answer like this. Shrika la Rabba la Kashi. No. That Rabba says really in Avoid Zoro, since you throw it into the Yama Melech, you don't have to destroy it. You don't have to. Don't have to be shoychekid. I hear the bride says you do have to. So Rabbi answers Poshid. Holy Yama Melech, holy Shan Horus. His wife says, Rabbi said that I said you don't have to grind it up. That's only if you throw it into the Yama Melech. So I'm not sure exactly what it means. Does Rabbi means now that you don't badavka have to throw it to the Yama Melech? Just most times you throw it to the Yama Melech. So if he just said if you throw it to the Yama Melech, then you don't have to grind it up first. Because in the Yama Melech, nobody travels near there. We're not afraid that anybody will find it. But lo yisuyah, somebody does throw it into another river, that there people are shchiyot, there are svinas there. There we are afraid somebody will find it. So even Rabbi is moida. Rabbah said if you do want to throw this Avodah Zarah into another river, before you throw it, you have to grind it up first. Because in other rivers there, we're afraid somebody will find it. So therefore, it's no stir according to the Rabbah. Vaita Pirul Rabbi Yosef Lakasha. There's no theory about Pirur, even though Rabbi Yosef said chometz gets mias, gets like this dissolved in the water, so you don't have to crumble it up first. Just throw it into any river, and nobody will find it. The second brisa says no, even by chometz, even for any river, you have to be mefarer it first. You have to crumble it. The teretz is ha bechiti ha benhamam. When do you have to grind it, even in an ocean, that's bechiti, wheat. If you have a hard piece of wheat, that doesn't get room with the water. Then even Rabbi Yosef is moida, you would have to grind up the chitim first. Hobin Hama, that Rabbi Yosef says pshat and now Mishnah, just throw it into the yam, it's talking about a piece of bread. A soft piece of bread just gets dissolved in water, you don't have to crumble it first. No, even if somebody finds it, his zichah won't come to eat it. And the last Rashi says, Bechiti, Shechmitzu, if you have a chitim, the wheat itself, that cracked, and water went inside it, because the shiloh became chametz, is boy pirur. Now if you want to throw away these wheats, you have to first grind it up. Kolaymar, pizur, you have to separate them. Shelo yitnam besak. So Rashi's the pshat is, you shouldn't have them, l'chura, Rashi's bavoning, a piece of a wheat, who's going to eat one piece of wheat? L'chura, why do you have to grind up a piece of wheat? You know how small a piece of wheat is? A kernel of wheat is nothing. So Rashi's bavoning, we're talking about here now, it's in a bundle of wheat. You have a bundle of it, so then it's good. Before you throw this bundle into the river, you have to first separate the bundle. Like, open up the bundle, let them all fall apart. You have to spread them out upon the water. That nobody shouldn't come, like, to collect a whole handful full of this wheat. That's worth it, and they'll come to eat it, because wheat doesn't get destroyed in the water. So here the Brisa says, you do have to grind it up first. That's what our Mishnah says, no, just matul yam according to Rabbi Yosef, that's talking about a regular piece of bread. That there, when you throw it into the river, it gets mimis right away. There's no shiloh, somebody will come and eat from it. Yeah. So my Mishnah writer, chometz shel nochri. If you have goyish chometz, a goy own chometz throughout Pesach, shover all over Pesach, then after Pesach, came after the 7 days of Pesach, his halacha mutabano. Even a Yisrael is allowed to go eat his chametz. Smutabano, who are then about the smutabachila. The Mishnah just says, Osabano, lafuke de seifa. Mashenke v'shel Yisrael, if a Yisrael was over the Yisr, he had chametz in his rishus on Pesach. That's called chametz all over a Pesach. His halacha osabano. Not only can't you eat it, but it's even also to have anor from this chametz that you had in your rishus all through Pesach. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, lo yiro lachosh sor. You should not see any sore in your rishus. So Mela, we'll see what pshat. One man the Yomli, Rashi brings down here, Gemara Mefarash Lo, Mishum Kenosa. Halacha is, it's a kenastic halacha. The Yovra Le Mishum Bal Yiruah. Since you were over the lava of Bal Yiruah by having chometz in your rishus throughout Pesach, the Rabbanu made a kenas to say that after Pesach now, even though Midiraisa we paskin, chometz achra Pesach is mutabachila and mutabanom, but the Rabbanu made gzeira. Since this Yisrael wasn't makpid, he was over the aveira of Bal Yiruah on Pesach, the Rabbanu made a kenas that even after Pesach, it's also bahanom. That's the maskana pshat our Mishnah. So Gemara says like this: Mani masnitzin. Who does our Mishnah go like? Which is mashmawat that throughout Pesach it's also bahanom, and after Pesach also it's also bahanom. Mani masnitzin. For loy Rabbi Yehuda, for loy Rabbi Shimon, for loy Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Chural Mishnah does not go like any one of the three Tanoim, that each one of them will, the Gemara will soon bring down. Each one of them, they have shittas as far as how far chometz is osur and when is it osur. But the Chural Mishnah doesn't go like either one of them. Why not? The Gemara says like this: Mahi, where do we have this machlokes? We have Yehuda, we have Shimon, and Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The Tanya, we go to the price like this: chometz. If you have chometz, then lifnei zmanoi. Lifnei zmanoi means before Pesach, after chatzos on erev Pesach. Like Rashi says, then lifnei zmanoi mishei shoyis achetechshach. On erev Pesach, after chatzos, we have yud hold there's a lav. It's awesome with your eyes to eat chometz. Then is chometz then lifnei zmanoi means before Pesach, after chatzos. Then liyachas manoi. If you had chometz shover all of a Pesach. When it comes after Pesach, now after the 7 days of Pesach, you should know if you eat that chometz, over all of the lav. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. The Ramashan is to the Arise, according to Rabbi Yehuda, teach chometz that you had throughout Pesach. After Pesach, it's also teated. You can only eat new chometz that you make after Pesach, or else we'll see goyish chometz. But Yisrael dika chometz, it's also the Arise to teat even after Pesach with a lav. If you eat chometz on Pesach itself, then overall of belav it chorus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, and the Gemara will soon bring down the psukim how Rabbi Yehuda knows this. But this divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and Rashi says lachas manoi means mishavara Pesach over a lav belav. If you eat the chometz that you had in your shus after Pesach, you're over a lav. V'im ochloi ein oynish karis. But if you eat it, you don't get karis. Lekam beforish a lav. Later the Gemara will explain how does Rabbi Yehuda know this, that even chometz after Pesach is still a lav. Toich zmanet means the moid. If you eat the chametz during Pesach, then it's chiyav koros. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. But later the Gemara will explain why do we say our Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Havim Minir is according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between chametz that belongs to Yisrael or chametz that belongs to a goy. Rabbi Yehuda's psuk yimashme any chametz, it's awesome. And the Mishnah's mashma clearly that chametz that belongs to a goy is mutter b'ano. So that's going to be the Gemara's kasha later, we'll soon see. This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shimon says no. Chometz lefnei zmanu liachas manoi einu oivro lo b'loi klum. Midi Raisa, he owes even chometz lefnei zmanoi. Even chometz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos is mutter midi Raisa teat. And who adin chometz l'achara Pesach, even though you had that chometz in your shus through Pesach, when it comes after Pesach, midi Raisa you will not eat it. That's Rabbi Shimon shita. The only time it's also to eat chametz is only throughout Pesach. Then overall of the chorus, uvalav. You're over an issa chorus and an issa lav. This is Reb Shimon Shita. Now, umishar sha'osa b'yachila, this goes back to Reb Yehuda Shita, that at the time that it's also to eat, which means after the chatzos erev Pesach, according to Reb Yehuda, it's also b'lav, is also b'anor. At that time, it's also asa banor. Not only is there a lav eating it, it's also asa banor. And the Gemara says clearly, also in the Tanakhama. This explains the Tanakhama Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Because Rabbi Shimon says not like that. Rabbi Shimon says that lufnei zmanoi, it's mutter. So that's what it says now, that it's an Isra hanor beforehand, it means according to Rabbi Yehuda. Like the top Rashi says, O mishor she'asa b'achila, haino mishay shoyis ulamala, the amor lufnei zmanon, b'lav, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, there's a lav, there's even an Isser Hanor also. V'hom milser Rabbi Yehuda kama, look, in the first Gemara, also not Tanakama. This is going to explain Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says there's a lav, who adin is also b'hanor midirais also. Simply sant, l'alocha, we hold like that. We hold chometz after Chatzos is also midirais with a lav, and it's also b'hanor, but we don't hold, it's interesting, we don't hold the gamma like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We hold chometz la'achra Pesach, we hold like Rabbi Shimon. That la'achra Pesach, chometz is only yosem midrabbonon, not midiraisa. Vaita, these are two shitas so far. That Rabbi Yehuda says all three times it's asa, and Rabbi Shimon says no, only during Pesach it's asa, but before and after it's mutter midiraisa. We have a Yosei Aglili Oimer, a bigger chiddush. He says, Teima latzmecha, I have a wonder upon you. Are you rabbonim, or are you Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, hey chometz asa banor kol shiva. How could you tell me that even during Pesach, the 7 days of Pesach, you're telling me chometz is also banor? How do you know that? As Rav Yosef Lili holds, chometz is mutter banor on Pesach. These are the three shittas. That Rav Yosef is the biggest mekel, and he poshut holds also it's only osur on Pesach, and even on Pesach it's only osur b'chila, not banor. So pshita al mishnah can't go like Rav Yosef Lili, because al mishnah says that chometz even after Pesach is osur banor. And Rabbi Yosef Lili says, no, chometz is never osur banor. So these are the three shittas. Now the Gemara's mazmer. Let's see, Rashi, teima latzmecho, ti afilu b'teicha moyid koma de mutter banor, v'komatana hani di asri. His Rabbi Yosef Lili, even throughout Pesach it's mutter banor. So he has a wonder on the other tanoim, how could you say it's osur banor? Now the Gemara's mazmer, these three shittas. What's tratan Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara, Uminayin lo'icho chometz mishay shoyis lamala shu'ayve b'loisasei. How do we know pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that he holds midiraisa it's also teat chometz on Erev Pesach yet to chatzos? Where's the posik? Shenema the posik says lo'isoichal olav chometz. Shivas yomim toichal olav matzos. The posik says lo'isoichal olav chometz. Don't eat on it chometz. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Say after Rabbi Yehuda. Now the posik before this was talking about the Korban Pesach. he learns loy soichel olav goes on the Korban Pesach. Mashma, any time you could bring the Korban Pesach, that's when the lav starts not to eat chametz. And we know, when can you start to bring the Korban Pesach? By Chatzos. After Chatzos on Erev Pesach, that's when you could start to bring the Korban Pesach. So the Pesach is saying, loy soichel olav chametz. Don't eat during the Korban Pesach chametz. So mashma, even on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, you have the lav not to eat chametz. So Drashi, loy soichel olav, mishas shchita. From the time you can start shechting the Korban Pesach. Tahina, what time is that? Mishesh Shreis Lamala. Shechama Noita Laharav. That's when the sun already starts going back to west side already. Starts coming back to Marav, to go back to the west side. Yeah, so that's Rabbi Yehuda's Pasuk. Omar Lo Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, no, because Rabbi Shimon says before, we had the Shimon sheet that was, only through Pesach it's also Bachila and Bahanon. But beforehand it's Muta Bachila. So what does Rabbi Shimon do with this Pasuk? Rabbi Shimon says there's no Raif in this Pasuk. The Chiyev Shaloy McCain. Can you tell me this Pasuk is talking about Erev Pesach? Right away the Pasuk says, it says, Loi Seichel Olav Chometz. Right away it says, like it says, Valoi Kvan Emer, Loi Seichel Olav Chometz. But right away the Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Toichel Olav Matzos. It says clearly, for 7 days you have to eat matzah. So Mashmud, at the beginning of the Pasuk says, Loi Seichel Olav Chometz is talking about, at the time when you have to eat matzah, that's when you're not allowed to eat chometz. What does that mean? That means at night. It only means throughout Pesach, that's when you can't eat chometz. Im kein habezoi matam loyim lo sechel ol v'chometz. What does the pasuk mean? Lo sechel ol v'chometz. What do we need the hekesh for? It means like this. V'yishor sheyesh no mekum echo matzah. When it comes leil Pesach, at the time when there's a mitzvah to start eating matzah, that's when yesh no mebal soicha chometz. When that's when there's a lav already not to eat chometz. So the lav only starts on leil Pesach. Ma'ashenkin u'b'shor she'enu b'kum echo matzah. When it's before Laila, even though it's Erev Pesach after Chatzos, but before the night time, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah yet, is einai b'baal seicha chometz. There's no lav of eating chometz. That's Reb Shimon's svara. So the chur of Shimon is very good. Like it's mamish one posik, lois seichel olav chometz, shivas yam seichel olav matzahs. So it's mashma that when does chometz start? At the same time when there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, which is when? The night of Pesach. So mashma klah beforehand, there's no iser of eating chometz. So ad k'tei kach, tomorrow now we have to kash, but what's from Rabbi Yehuda? For the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. But what's like Rabbi Shani Rabbi Yehuda? The Chura Poshtu, the Pasuk, is mashma like Rabbi Shimon says. It's just telling you at night time, when there's a mitzvah, tita, matzah, that's when you have a lot of chometz, but not before. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say not like that? So the Gemara, Tlosi Kroi Ksivi, Enechanami. Rabbi Yehuda says, the pshat is, there are three psukim. The Torah says three times, not eat chometz. Why does the Torah have to say three times for? It's enough to say once. There's only one lav, there's only one malchus. Why does the Torah have to say three times, not eat chometz? But since the Torah says three times, he learns out from that, there are three different zmanim when chometz is also to eat. So therefore, the Pasuk says one is, lo yoicha chometz. And Shemois says, lo yoicha chometz. Another Pasuk says, v'chol machmet says, lo yisachelu. You're not allowed to eat a tarubis of chometz, or see, machmetz, or else machmetz means, it was neschametz machmetz dov racher. Like you have your dough, and you put some sourdough, or else some wine in there, that something else made it became chometz. Even that dough, there's also a lav not to eat. Ba'kol ponim, the Torah says again, lo yisachelu. And the third time the Pasuk says, our Pasuk, lo yisachel olav chometz. So three different times the Pasuk says, not to eat chometz. So if you have the kasha, why does the Torah have to say three times not to eat chometz? Elamites come to teach us. Chad lefnei zmanim. One has come to tell me that before Pesach, on Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, there's a lav not to eat chometz. V'chad liyachas manai. As one has come to tell me, even after Pesach, if you had this chometz she'over olav haPesach, it's also with a lav to eat it even after Pesach. V'chad l'teich zmanai. And one is coming from mamash l'teich zmanai to tell me that there's a chi of koris, there's a lav in also manor. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. We'll soon explain the moral story and say which one means which one. For Rabbi Shimon says like this: Chad l'teich zmanai. I'm asking to you. One post is talking about teich zmanai that I need a lav, and if Shimon's asking, it's also banor, and it's also the chi of koris. Oh, but that you say the post is b'chol machmetz lo yisachelu. He says that's not an extra posik. That we need for a drosha. Mi boiler lekresani, like we learned in the brayso. Ein liyelosh nefchametz meiluf. I would say, you know what's called chometz that's also teat on Pesach? Yeah, the chometz came by itself. That means you have your dough, and you put water into the dough, and by itself you let it rise. You let it rise after 18 minutes, it becomes chametz. That's the yistah chametz. What about machmas davar acher? You put something else into this dough to make it become chametz. So Tosfos speaks out that doesn't mean sourdough, because usually what something else would be sourdough. The Tosfos says here, the Tosfos machmas davar acher, the Tosfos says pirush yivam machmas davar acher the lav minoy. It doesn't mean it's not its own min. In other words, it doesn't mean sourdough. So it says, the Ayidei Sa'or, Mikri Chometz Tvei, usually as far as Pufakir. If you use sourdough to make the dough become Chometz, that's more Chometz. Mishin es Chometz Melev, then it comes by itself. Could the Mukha Perakolam Nochis, like Morm Nochis says, that something that becomes Chometz from sourdough, that's much more Chometz than something comes by itself. So our Gemara is saying now, there's a Chiddush Kol Machmetzes, that not only dough that became Chometz by itself, but even Machmetz something else, that I would have think machmas something else is not chametz. The Torah says it doesn't mean sor, because sourdough for sure makes it chametz. The Torah says it means alukagunshin is chametz aydei shomre yayin. You took the sediments from the wine, shemayashin that dried out the shmorim, betaner, kasheroisim beras ashkenaz. That's where they make an eras ashkenaz. The way they make their dough to rise is they put these sediments from the wine that dried up and throws it into the chametz. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara. Even though this dough did not rise by itself, something else. What? Wine yeast. Cream of tartar. What? Cream of tartar, that's what they make from the wine. So even if you use that to make the chametz rise, that's the chiddush of the pasuk kol machmetzes. Even such a dough also is osur. So Meir Rav Shimon says it's not an extra pasuk. I can't learn that another time. It's for a din. But the Gemara will soon explain what have you to do with this. And lo yoicha chometz. What does Rav Shimon do with the first pasuk we had? Lo yoicha chometz. Mi boiler look at the sanya. Learn for another halacha. That Rav Yosef lili yoimer. Mi nayin lepesach mitzrayim shein chimutzei noigel yoimechon. When the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim that year, when they went out of Mitzrayim, the yistah chometz was only nagei one day. They didn't have then 7 days of Pesach, 7 days to eat of the yistah chometz. It was only the next year the Torah says there's an yistah chometz for 7 days. But the first year when they went out of Mitzrayim, chometz was only nagei one day. What's the rayim? Talmud Loim, where the pasuk says lo yoicha chometz. That's this pasuk in Shemais Yud Gimel lo yoicha chometz. And right away it says the next pasuk says the somach lei hayoyim atem yoytzim. Today you are going out of Mitzrayim. Mashma lo yoicha chometz hayoyim. Only today, the day you went out of Mitzrayim, that day was also for you to eat chometz. But the next day was mutter ready. Rashi says, "Menayim lepesach Mitzrayim, shloinogu boy isa chometz elu yoymechad." That year, they only had to wash themselves of chometz only one day and not more. Is Talmud loyma leyoycha chometz v'somach lehayoyim atem yoytzim? That means leyoycha chometz hayoyim. As the Torah is saying, for you yoytzim Mitzrayim, today you can't eat chometz, but tomorrow it's mutter. So Melo Vaitu, it's not an extra postik, it's coming to teach you something. So that's the way Rabbi Shimon says. So the only postik that we have is the middle postik of Loisoich Alolov Chometz, Shivas Yom Techolov Matzis. That's the only postik we have according to Rabbi Shimon. Now that postik clearly is talking about Bezman, there's a mitzvah Achil of Matzah, which is during Pesach. That's when it's also teach Chometz. But before and after, there's no postik according to Rabbi Shimon. Now for the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this? Because Rabbi Shimon Tanya very good. He's psukim on that extra. So the verse says, Rabbi Yehuda, Machmas Dover Acha Minole. How does he know that you saw it from with saying from Kol Machmetz Leisachelu? He's teaching us a new halacha that even if he uses cream of tartar to make it chametz, it's also chametz. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that? The Torah says, Poshid, Midi Afke Rachmona Bloshe Machmetzes. In other words, the Torah could have just said Kol Machmetzes. What did the Torah have to say again Leisachelu for Leisachelu? What does it have to say an extra Leisachelu for? That's extra. If it just wants to tell me a chiddush that not only chometz gomer, but even if something else made a chometz, it could have said kol machmetzes period. The loisachelu is mashma, there's another iser achilu. So that's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns. That it is an extra pasuk to teach me there's another zman that's osur, even kodem zman it's osur. Yeah. And weiter. And what about Rabbi Yosef Lili Minole? Like he uses the pasuk lo yoicha chometz. For Nudrasha, no, maybe it's like if Shimon is saying, it's only come to tell me that Layecha Chometz Hayoim, only that day was us in the Chometz. So why does it Rav Yosi dashing like that? Iboy Seymour, one teretz is, Midisomach Le Hayoim. One teretz is, it's not the Pshat, the Pasuk, Layecha Chometz is only for that. Layecha Chometz come to tell me there's an Issa Chometz. don't eat chametz. And that halacha tat is nogela dereis. So we're saying now, even after Pesach, it's also to eat chametz. Aye, how does Rabbi Yosef really know his drasha? Stam al smichus. Since right after that pasuk, the pasuk says hayoyim, so it's a smicha to tell us that when they went out of Mitzrayim, there is the chametz was only in the gate hayoyim. But not that the whole pasuk of lo yoicha chametz is only for that drasha. Lo yoicha chametz is telling us l'doyrot is an issur not to eat chametz even after Pesach, if you had it through Pesach. And the smichas of Rabbi Yosef is kustam. The next pasuk says hayoyim. That's one teretz. He boy you say another teretz says no. Smuchim lo dorish. The klalos of Yehuda usually doesn't dash in smuchim. Only in Mishneh Torah, there we say the Torah says extra psukim to teach us smuchim. We dash in such a zach as one pasuk is near the other pasuk, he's teaching us halachis. But the other four chumashim, he doesn't dash in smuchim. So Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Yosef Lidl's Drosha. He tackles could be when they went out of Mitzrayim, it was also in the Negei 7 days of Pesach. The Torah doesn't say anywhere, it's only in the Negei to one day. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have three psukim. That's how he knows one before means after Chatzos, one after Pesach, and one throughout Pesach. That's the Yehuda Shita. Now, Omar Mar, Uminayin Lyoicha Chomets Mishay Shoyis Lamalo Shuwaiv.